Good afternoon to all, brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. Today is the special briefing for Pudosan trip, this coming September. This is a spiritual trip organized by me. This is one of the very rare spiritual trip where I go there two times because of special affinity and condition. I have brought one group there before in the year 2006, I remember. Then later on, we finish off with the other three way place. Pudosan is the way place for Kuan Yin Bodhisattva, as you all know. Then the other way place is Juhuasan, which is the way place for Earth Store Bodhisattva, Dizang Wang Pusa. Then we went to Wutaisan. Wutaisan was the year 2008, I remember. Way place for Manjushri or Wensu Pusa, the Bodhisattva that is foremost in wisdom under the Mahayana tradition. So we completed all these four way place. So the last one, the last one was Ermesan Pusen Pusa, which we did last year. So I thought that would be the end. But somehow, somewhere in the beginning of this year, there were conditions, and simultaneously, two groups of Kayanamita asked, Bratio, are you organizing any Pudosan spiritual trip? I told the first group, I said, I've been there already, I won't be organizing again. Then when I went to Thursday class, again they asked, then I knew, meant to be. I said, if that's the case, you all let me know. If you all really want to go, then I may organize another trip. So that's the reason why this September trip is on. And I can feel it's going to be a very special and unique trip because it doesn't really happen by chance. All the spiritual trips that I had organized, they are very, very meaningful, and there are a lot of reasons behind. Well, the causes and conditions were there. It just happened. And the reason why I wanted to do all this is when I started my cultivation about 20 or 30 years ago, I also went on a lot of this spiritual trip. But the bulk of it was very strange. Mainly also led by me, and I was the one that is moving around and planning all these things. But during that time it was very simple because the group was very small. When I went to visit my teacher in Australia, then we visit the whole of Thailand, Lang and Breath of Thailand, and met a lot of great meditation teachers and monks and masters. That time it was very strange. About eight of us, most of the time when we travel. And everything, no planning, nothing. The condition just arise, then we just say we go. But when we went, everything fall into place. We met with so many of these great teachers and monks, and there were no planning at all. Then that nature, because when the time come for things to happen, just like the saying, I like that saying, when the student is ready, what happened? The teacher will appear. True, very true. The book will come, the guide will come, the teacher will come. So that was what happened. So over those years, especially the year 86 to 92, that 6 years, the first 3 years was fantastic, 86 to 89. I met almost all my teachers during that period of 3 years. Then the last one lasted until the year 1992. The last three or four teachers and guide until 1992. Then after that, until today, no more teacher, no more guide. Even my last teacher told me, he said, Tio, remember, he said, when you got no more earthly guide who can guide you, they will send one astral up there. Then after 20 years later, I met him again. Then he asked me how. I said, nobody came. Even up there one also didn't appear. Oh, so he said, good. So that was how I came to that understanding, because if it can help my nature in such a beautiful way, I should share this with the world so that you all can also benefit from all these spiritual trips. I will read to you the email that I wrote in the year 2012, when I held this spiritual trip to Thailand. I organized almost yearly spiritual trip to Thailand during the early years for quite a number of years. And this one was quite unique. So you listen, it will benefit you. For the benefit of those who are new or first time on such spiritual trip, come tour, following us, I will try to outline the main reason for me leading such a trip, so that all those going can have a better understanding, to develop the appropriate wholesomeness of mind and the right spiritual faculties and attitude to benefit from such spiritual trips wholesomeness. During the early years, I put here at that time 25 years plus, by now it should be about 30 years of my cultivation. I had personally benefited tremendously from such similar spiritual trip that I had led and gone on. Hence the main reason for leading such spiritual come to a trip again. When we are on such spiritual trip, I will normally advise and train those going along to develop the determination to be heedful. So you must bear in mind, you have to develop this determination to be heedful and mindful throughout the trip or journey, and to maintain good kayanamitaship, friendship and harmony we are cultivating noble eightfold path following the Dhamma way. Especially so, the appropriate right speeches, action and thought, and to develop the spiritual faculties of Sada, Virya, Sati, leading to Samadhi and Panya, which is wisdom, and to constantly rejoice and strengthen our mind state. We are the unshakable faith in the Buddha and his teaching. When you are on this trip, you will come to realize there is a lot of things that is going to happen to every one of you. For those who cultivate, you can silence your mind, you can feel the energy, the nature, everything will be very different and very beautiful. Then you will have a lot of understanding, then you will rejoice, you will have a lot of faith and gratitude towards the Buddha and his teaching, and you will thank your great karma for the condition that you are able to have to be there. And this particular trip is no different, except this one is even more potent, because Kuan Yin Bodhisattva is a very unique and special being. She is foremost in not only love and compassion, wisdom too. Her famous teaching, the Heart Sutta, has touched the heart of many cultivators and living beings. And this particular trip is more so because there are many Kayanamita who have affinity Kuan Yin Bodhisattva, and most of you came through Kuan Yin Bodhisattva. My nature to have very great and strong affinity with Kuan Yin Bodhisattva. So this was the reason why all this can happen. So now I will continue with where I stop. Especially so, the appropriate right speeches, action and thought, and to develop the spiritual faculty of Sada, Virya, Sati, leading to Samadhi and Panya, and to constantly rejoice. This is the part when you can feel anything, you will have to develop this ability to rejoice and the gratitude, the respect towards all these great beings, nature. Then this will strengthen your mind, to develop the unshakable faith in this great being, especially the Buddha and his teaching. Then after performing all this meritorious wholesomeness, you have to learn to rejoice and make use of such wholesomeness to make aspiration, to aspire for the appropriate causes and conditions for you all to realize your good and noble wishes soon as possible. So along the way, you can make the aspiration. So every time when you have this strong sadha in front of the Buddha Rupang or great beings Rupang, or anywhere you can feel their nature, you should rejoice and invoke the power of merits for causes and conditions for you to move along the path of Dhamma to realize your good and noble wishes. So this is most important. Okay? Then we go on. It is also very important for all those going to understand the main intent and purpose of such spiritual trip, come tour of ours, and the need to constantly maintain good mutual understanding and harmony on such a trip, so that this type of spiritual trip can be very meaningful, very beautiful, and also become a very memorable one, just like all of our previous spiritual trip. This mutual understanding and harmony is very important. When you are heedful and mindful, and when you are constantly cultivating Noble Eightfold Path, you can bring about all this happening. The other thing that we need to remind you is we have to be punctual with time on such spiritual trip, because if everybody start to say it's okay lah, 5 minutes only or a few minutes, then you set example. No? Then people say, why brother Teo can tolerate that brother and sister? Why can't he tolerate me? So you will take your own sweet time. Asana. But if you do that, you don't have the Dhamma. You are being selfish. You only think of yourself. You should think of others. Because we have a reason why we want to schedule all this, so that we can move on according to schedule, so that it can benefit all Kayanamitta in such better way. If everything go according to schedule, which most of the time is the case, then we have actually very good condition to do all those wholesomeness, then everything will fall into place. We wanted this to be understood is because some of you, when you go to this normal field trip or tour, it's like we all go for wedding. We know right on the card 7:30, 8:30 only start, so you all come late and all those things. Then you say, and never mind, 7 o'clock. Not everybody. If you have that thought, then you are being selfish. Because when we plan all this, we have a reason why we need you to be punctual. Sometimes the schedule, if you delay, then many things can be disrupted. And we will have problem because Mr. Will have headache replanning and doing all those things. And Mr. Has done a good job for our earlier, last year's Chihua San trip. We are very, trip. We are very happy with what he and the wife had helped us. And he really did his best. And he also has so much joy with us that trip. So we are in fact very grateful that he is willing to take us on this Putongsan trip. He seldom do this route. He always do the Chiu Chai Go. Sorry, I mix it up. Chiu Chai Go. Every time the Chiu become Chiu Hua San. So Jiu Zai Go is Ermesan, where Pusen Bodhisattva. This golden Rupang you see at the back, on the elephant one, I bought from there last year, and I offered it to my wife for her birthday. Yeah, she got great affinity Pusen. So many of our Kayamita from Tuesday class got affinity Pusen. I think at least four of them. So they will know. Then you look at this one, very radiant now. The energy is different. And today I also like to rejoice. Maybe you all can also rejoice. Sister Susan, she wanted to offer this special jig necklace onto Kuan Yin. I told her, after a while, you can take it back. She said, never mind, leave it. So anyway, I will invite her to actually officially offer this, you call it what? Jig necklace. Come forward, come. Then we all rejoice. This one will still be yours, don't worry, temporary offered here. Anytime you need it back. Oh, man, for Kuan Yin here. Okay, good. Sadhu. Anyway, it still belongs to you. Later on, anytime you decide to bring it back, you can. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Let us rejoice together when she offered and hang. She had this kind thought. She requested for it a few weeks ago. I said, sadhu, I said. Slowly. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Can, yeah. Sadhu, sadhu. Never mind, slowly, you take your time. We all rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Yeah, slowly. For your the other information is this particular Jake Kuan Yin, this one was offered by Sister Mimi because she had this strong feeling and affinity Kuan Yin, and when she came she realized she needed to do something. Then suddenly she offered this. I said, you don't offer to me, you offer to Kuan Yin, put there. But please don't offer too many. This is not a place to hang like the Achan Jumian. Achan Jumian he carried. So this one is because got condition. Enough. I think two enough. Unless got special condition. So this is just for your understanding and rejoicing. Then we continue with the briefing. Okay. So I repeat this last paragraph that I read just now. It is also very important for all of us going on this spiritual trip to understand the main purpose and intent of such spiritual come-tour trip of ours, and the need to constantly maintain good harmony and mutual understanding among all Kayanamitas so that the trip can be a very meaningful, beautiful, and memorable one, just like all of our previous trip. Then here I also wrote about this. A special pre-trip briefing meeting will be organized at my SS2 house, which is the same. I usually hold it at my house later on. So please come early to listen attentively to the briefing by me. There will be a puja to strengthen our faith, viryas, and sati, followed by my briefing on the reason for such trip and how to prepare yourself so that all of us going can truly benefit from it. This will then be followed by the briefing by the organizers on the logistic, itinerary, and things to bring along, plus recommended dress code if there is any. Etc. So this one will be briefed by Pamasuri and Mr. Later. Then those helping her. I was the song. There is Brother Song. Still at the back. Song. Huh? Still busy. Oh, okay. Oh. Anyway, if you don't know who he is, yeah? He is the unmarried. Still available. Very, very sincere cultivator at the back. He will be our treasurer. Yeah? So, he has volunteered to help Padmasri to collect the common pool fund. Every spiritual trip, we will set up a common pool fund so that this common pool fund will pull together all of our donation and offering. And we will get our Kayanamita funds, Tuesday and Thursday class, to also donate to such fund, to the common pool. This year I will propose, very sweet, we propose to offer 500 ringgit from each fund, Tuesday and Thursday class. You let Stephanie know. Eh? Then this will allow all Kayanamitas who are not going to also partake in the wholesomeness that we do while we are there. So this is how Kayanamita funds can benefit all Kayanamita. Sometimes even if you don't go, you can rejoice with the wholesomeness, and you know that you also partake in such spiritual trip because of your being Kayanamita, part of the Kayanamita community. So this one is very wholesome. Eh? Shall we rejoice? Eh? Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Then those who want to donate in whatever form, you can also chip in to the common pool. Then we will do all the offering. Then what normally I recommend is a nominal sound from each of the Kayanamita going. Eh? This year we will propose 100 ringgit each. Eh? You donate towards the common pool so that all of our offering to all the temples there when we visit them, you will get to partake because it is from this common pool, the Kayanamita fund, so that you don't have to, everywhere you go, you also make your own offering or donation. Because when we do on behalf of all, the wholesomeness is very different because we do with joy and understanding, and it comes from the Kayanamita pool, and it comes from that common pool, means all of Kayanamita going for such spiritual trips. And this way of doing is very, very wholesome because we can have more fun to do more things. Then we try to get one temple there, which I was told we haven't finalized, to allow us to do a day trip retreat there. At least one day. If they allow us to stay a night, it's the best. But initially, I was told our group is too big, 40 of us, so not easy to find a place. And we are new, they don't know us. Anyway, we let it be. Eh? We see what Mr. And Padmasri has got to update us on. Eh? The latest I knew was they are trying to look for a place. Mr. Has inquired one or two places, but they say your number is a bit big. If it's not so big, they can easily fit us in and allow us to do it. So anyway, this is the way place where it has become more like a tourist area now. I was told the Chinese people now, they are very different. They are more wealthy. So on school holiday or public holiday, that place is full. It's very different from about 9 years ago when I was there. Not many people at that time. So recently, because of what China went through, China has actually flourished. Yeah. And because of that, that place also has become much more commercial. But our aim is mainly spiritual trip. But just like what I mentioned earlier on, spiritual come tour, because I don't want it to be so rigid. Our spiritual trip is normally mainly focused on spiritual thing, but at the same time we also have itinerary where we really move around like tour group, but in a different context, in a different understanding. The main itinerary later on, when they read out to you, you will understand. We have a total of 7 days, but our main Puttosan trip, which is the focus of our this trip to the way place of Kuan Yin Bodhisattva, is only about 3 days. 3 to 4 days, sorry. Day 2, day 3, day 4, and from day 5, we will actually be moving on to Wuxi and Suzhou. But we will also visit Shanghai, a few places, and you will get to experience the high-speed train on the last day when we go to Pudong Airport. Then you will also get to visit the famous Lingshan Da Fo. I was there 9 years ago. I believe it would have been very different by now. Many things must have happened. Then we also will be visiting quite a number of places. The Nine Dragon Irrigation Place, where they bathed Buddha Sakyamuni when he was a prince. Then we have this Vatican Palace, I don't know what this is. Later we let them translate the Mandarin, maybe clearer. Then you get to enjoy the large musical epic melodrama, the auspicious mountain song, Sakyamuni Buddha's deductive process and all those things. Then we also get to visit Hansanshi. Hansanshi is a famous temple of this great Zen master Hansan. My nature has a lot of affinity with Hansan also, very strange. A lot of his cultivation and practices, when I read his autobiography, I was very surprised. I said, how come everything that this monk do, I also do one? He also like me, no psychic, nothing. He only develop mindfulness. And his mindfulness is very, very unique and very powerful. That's why he is very famous. He went over to Japan and he also teach and share there. Then the Japanese, after they know that he came from that temple, during the Nanking War, you know what happened? They go and stole the bell. That bell at that temple. They took it back to Japan and it was never returned. They returned another one, not the original one. So that was the brief history behind. So people, instead of looking for the Dhamma, they look for the bell. See? That's how delusion can actually set in. Because they believe in the magical power of the bell's vibration and all those things. They believe because when you are there, they will explain to you. They will knock the bell 3 times. There is a gong for you to bang it. But that is not the original bell now. Then they say that vibration can wipe out all your suffering. It's like that, no need to meditate. Really, you go there, listen, and listen to the vibration. Your suffering gone. But after the bell stop, your suffering come back. Because it's not rooted out. Understand? So, like the Buddha said, anicchang, impermanent. That's why you must develop wisdom and root it out. Otherwise, you benefit from the conditioned state. Then during that time, maybe you become very peaceful, very quiet. That's why no suffering. But the moment you come out of it, when conditions cease to be, your anusaya come out again, latent tendency. So, to be more assured, you better cultivate. There is no shortcut. Then there is also a few more places that we will visit. When you are at Suzhou, apart from Hansanshi, you will visit Sihu. Oh no, Western Temple, not Sihu. Then there is the Land and Water Gate. I don't know what that is. Then you got Tang Yin Park, Fleeting Painting House. Then after that, we will visit the Jake Buddha Temple at Shanghai. Then the last day, second last day, sorry, you will have a very sumptuous dinner. Dinner will be served at a 6-star Golden Jaguar restaurant. Enjoy your 2 hours of all-you-can-eat buffet 6-star hotel dinner. So don't say relative spiritual treat, you cannot have good food. We make sure you can have good food. Then we will be able to investigate whether you have cultivated well or not. Whether you really have understanding when you eat or not, or you crave. Come back, you also talk, wow, that 6-star hotel, very nice. When are we going again? And I think. So all this, you will get to experience them. So these are a brief go-through on the itinerary. Then there is also one more part that I would like to share with you all. Then my email end with this. Hope we will be of great benefit to you all, all this pre-trip briefing. And do strive on with heedfulness always. Then now is the acknowledgement part. So I would like to take this opportunity to thank all the organizers, especially in this case, Sister Padmasuri, and initially also Sister Yun Chan has been helping out. Then all those who have helped her, I believe quite a number of them have helped her in one way or other. Then not to forget Brother Teo. Brother Teo also helped her in many ways. So these are the people who had helped to organize this trip. And they helped to contact even Mr. Arrange for all the itinerary program, the code. Then they came and discussed with me. Then we had a discussion with some of those who are familiar with this Shanghai spiritual trip. But this Putaosan trip, because I've been there before, so I'm quite familiar. Then we modified the official standard program to suit what we prefer, so that you all can benefit in more ways. So we have requested for more time to go to Putaosan. Because normally you go for Shanghai Jiangnan, they call these tours Shanghai and Jiangnan area. You only go to every place 1 night, 2 days at the most. Sometimes certain place you stay 2 nights, but seldom you stay 3 nights. So here in Putaosan, we stay 3 nights. Then our emphasis is we modify to more on Putaosan area, the way place of Kuan Yin Bodhisattva. Then Shanghai being a beautiful city, we will be spending some time there too. So all these are what we have planned for you. So including Brother Song, who will help out in the keeping of the treasurer role of helping you all to collect all the donation, the common pool fund, then help to do up all the so-called accounting. Then I also may not know who are the other people helping Padmasuri. Later on could be Joyce, Wendy, they all, I don't know, because the rooming, everything also she planned for you already. She passed the list to me and said, Brother, you have a look. If you got any suggestion to change or what, then can still inform her. Huh? But I told her, don't worry, huh? Let things be. So this time, based on what we had gone through, they have decided to like fix you all up in group of 10. We have a total of 40 going, officially all settled. So 10 per group. Then there's a group leader to help you all to develop the understanding of the briefing. What time to wake up, what time to get ready, and what time to have the schedule and program and all those things. Then there is also a timekeeper appointed. So this time it will be very easy. So you don't have to run around asking around, hey, tomorrow what time? Morning call what time? Then where do we meet? Then luggage how? So sometimes very confusing. Then sometimes they make mistake. Then there was one case I remember. I think not our trip. This one is my recent Europe trip. You know the briefing. They mess up the whole thing. Because there were 200 over from Malaysia, so they give all this briefing. They appoint leader also. They break into group. But somehow the message cannot go through. No? Or sometimes the message given, but they didn't listen properly. You know? So there was one guy. after we all came down already, he still didn't know. He thought, don't know what time. Then later on he come down, he say, how come nobody want? Bus also no more already. Then he got to run out. Then halfway through, luckily one of the girls saw him. No, hey, so-and-so is there. So-and-so. They asked the bus driver to stop. Then he ran all the way, then come out. Then after we were asking what happened, he said, nobody tell me. He said, I don't know, I come out, bus all gone already. He said, so I keep on walking. He said, well, luckily he know how to keep on walking. Then the bus passed by him. There we had to take a turn. Then that lady saw him. Otherwise he will be left alone. But for our case, I don't think this will happen. Then you are more blessed because you got a leader and you got a timekeeper. The other thing is the arrangement for our lunch and dinner. What do you prefer? They want to stick to that routine of same 10 people in the same table. What do you think? Or you want to mingle around? Different times sit with different people. Because that is better if there are new people. At least they can get to know more people. Padmasuri, what is your suggestion? Come. No, the grouping is okay. The grouping is definitely on. Except dinner and lunch. Do we want to make it so rigid?
Okay. Actually, this grouping is more for looking out for each other.
Good. Okay.
For looking out of each other.
And lunch and dinner still flexible, huh?
And then for handing the room keys the passport and all that.
Yeah.
So we need the grouping.
Yes.
So if you know the members, you know your leader in the group already, maybe the first 2-3 days we stick to the group. So after that,
food.
You can change.
Yeah.
We can change. Then we still, when collecting the keys and passport,
we stick to the group leader.
Yeah. And then I think many of you come and ask me about the itinerary. Some of you haven't got it. So I announced the group leader. They have volunteered to help to be the group leader.
Yeah.
Okay, Michael, Brother Michael is Group A leader. So those who are in Group A is Brother Teo, Mrs. Teo, Brother Michael, Sister Zito, Gumoy, Huiling, Jennifer, Madam Ho, Brother Teo Chingyap, and he is also our timekeeper. He's also our timekeeper.
Yeah.
Okay, another thing I need to remind you is that let's say our bus is going to move 7:30 in the morning. Make sure you are down at the lobby 7:15. if you can't get your luggage, I think China have no more bellboy to carry luggage.
Yeah, yeah.
If you really can't carry, then you have to get
the porter
help
service. Pay them
down at the lobby and make sure you have to identify our own luggage and send to the bus. To make sure that your luggage is in the bus.
Mm.
Then by 7:15, so 7:30 we will move.
Yeah.
That is an example I give you.
Yeah.
So that to make sure that every time we are on time.
Yeah.
So if there's a very good buffet breakfast you want to enjoy, you have to sacrifice. We have to sacrifice our sleep lah. Otherwise, Brother Chingyap will go around and.
But you don't worry about that. That one I think will sort out by itself. It's more of what we are worried is, if we leave late, like you go to Putosan, you have to catch the boat, no? Understand not? If you leave late, traffic jam, and you miss the boat, you have to lose 2-3 hours. Then sometimes there may be no replacement, or your ticket burn. No? So we try our best not to be the one that complicate this thing. So if we meet the schedule and the time, somehow Mr. Will know how to tell the China people, you tell us leave at this time, we left at this time. Any delay, nothing to do with us. Understand? So it will not incur any burden on Mr. Or our side, so that things can be sorted out. So no point getting another 5-minute, 10-minute delay a bit here and there. No point. For me, I want to come down early so that I can see to everything. Then, because I also have to be responsible for you all, I have to make sure you all are safe. Then things are properly taken care of. Where's your wife? Oh, she's not free. Oh, come. Oh, you have to listen to the recording. What is his name already? I forgot. Mr. Ang. Yeah, Brother Ang. Dennis. You continue.
Group B is Brother Sui An, Sister Mei Fong, Nancy, Brother Xia, Miss Lee, Christina, Jenny, Sister Janice, and Brother Ang, Wendy, and Joyce. Wendy is a group leader. So your itinerary are with all your itineraries are with your group leader already. Okay. Then group C is Sister Eng Bi is a group leader, and then we have Man Yuan, Sister Kwan, Katie, Alicia, Brother Freddy, Chiu Guat Moi, Brother Tam Yit Fung, Sister Kelly, and Sister Chu Bi Ling. Then group D will be Brother Song, Brother Tay, Sister Anne, Sister Sally, Sister PG, Sister Chu Polian, Sister Susan, Eng Lian, myself, and Brother Tiu. This group, Sister PG is a group leader.
Yeah. Then Brother Song is a treasurer.
Brother Song is a treasurer.
So Brother Song, where are you?
They
need to know who
then.
You are. I'm still counting money.
Still counting the check.
Okay.
Another thing is, then Brother Sui An and Brother Tiong will help with the recording. So at the moment, we are still short of one cameraman. We are still looking for one cameraman.
Yeah, who is good in taking camera shot? Huh? Any volunteer from the group? Then Brother Tiong can. Yeah, he's a cameraman. Yeah. Anybody else want to assist? Yeah, back up. Somebody to back him up. We don't have the two great photographers of Chu Chai Ko. That time, Tony and the other one, Yun Chan's cousin. Anyway, you are good in camera. You can volunteer to help out. Not so critical. The cameraman not so critical. We are most of them got their own handphone. Then what about the logistic? You want to brief them now? Oh, wait for Mr. You all, those whose form are not properly filled out, you all can maybe go ahead and fill up your form. So any question or not so far? Officially, the briefing is more or less finished, except Mr. Earth's logistic. Then what about the temperature? Or you can ask Mr. Earth, he will monitor. When we are closer there, they will tell you how cold. Then what other clothing you have to bring along? Yes. Yes. Yeah, wait, use the mic. Yeah, Susan, do you repeat? You the mic. Push it out all the way.
In my last trip to Putosan, sometimes the boat ride can be cancelled because of the tide.
Yeah, correct.
As well,
yes, the
so
wave and the tide.
Should be made for that.
Yeah, that one they will take care. Then as far as the weather is concerned, you don't have to worry because we got a real life representative there. Brother Teo and Sister Pamasuri daughter is there. So you don't know anything. You just make one phone call or WhatsApp, the reply will come. So normally it's not so cold because it's on an island. The altitude is not high. Last time I thought Putosan, high out, because Chu Hua San, Huang San, and the Utai San are very mountainous and very cold up there. But when we were there, the weather was very good. The weather was surprisingly very, very good. They really, we are like very blessed. They really take care of us. Even the Tao Yu, every time we go on this spiritual trip, the Tao Yu will tell us, you're very lucky, they're amazed. Because normally the five peak, the Utai San, there are five peak there. He said at any one time, you cannot see all the five peak one. Means clear sky, no cloud. That trip we went, he was so amazed. He saw, how come like that one? He said, all the five peak clear, can see. Then sunny, the weather very good. Then when we were at Ningpo, so the city before we cross over to Putosan. You really don't believe. 1 week before we arrived, it was raining like anything, cat and dog. Then the message was, bring raincoat, get your warm clothing, and all those things. Then the day we land, we took the bus there, no more rain. No. Then the Tao Yu was very surprised. Whole day, cloudy, very beautiful weather. Then he said, you're very lucky, is it? For the last 1 week, it was raining non-stop. Then she said, you wait till you go Putosan. Sure rain. Again, we went there. Little or no rain. Very light drizzle once a while. Most of the time, it's sunny and beautiful weather. So when you have good nature, you have good parami, nature will be very kind to you. Then every time we share our understanding, we transfer merit, share merits, and these Dhamma protectors and all these beings, they also will take care of you. Because nature's law is such. As long as you have wholesomeness, you develop the understanding of the cultivation, you will have good condition. You will be like very blessed. Then a lot of these things you will learn as you progress along the path of Dhamma. As you develop the cultivation, you will start to witness them and see many, many things. So, all this spiritual trip, you have to maintain like what I advised just now, heedfulness. Then develop the faith, the spiritual faculty. Then develop the ability to rejoice. Then after that, make aspiration wherever there is condition. Then develop more and more gratitude, respect and joy. Everywhere you go, when you can feel anything, you should rejoice. Then you pay respect, mindfulness. Then maintain heedfulness, awareness, mindfulness. By now you can do it already. Because just like the puja on the Thursday class, remember? you should be very easily able to do it, all the puja offering, with full awareness and all these things. So cultivation is like that. If you cannot be heedful in the midst of life, very difficult for you to progress. But when you can have the ability to be mindful and heedful throughout the day most of the time, and this type of trip is very good. It is a better test, because when you are at home in your office, if you have been training your mindfulness, you can do it, because you can do it at your own pace, especially at home and all those things. And as you go to office, as you settle down in the routine, you are able to do it. But on this spiritual trip, like, they have timekeeper, you know, then they have leader who go around and brief you and all those things. So you have to watch your mind, understand? Because there are a lot of incidents where you can really cultivate. Because a lot of these people who go on tour, you have this ability to just listen. A lot of backbiting at the back on, behind the scene. After you distribute key only, they talk already at the back. Why give me this type of room? The room like that one. Why pair me with these people? I want to pair with them. So you not only don't have gratitude and appreciate what people have done for you, and the organizer, all those things, you somehow go and say all those things. Understand? So these are dhamma that you can actually reflect and contemplate on. What happens if you are the organizer? What happens if you are doing all this for people and people do all these things back to you? How will you feel? That's why when you're selfish, you're not sensitive, you cannot understand all this. But when you are sensitive and when you have the mindfulness and the heedfulness, you will just smile and rejoice inside. You are grateful because people plan all this for you. But people are very calculative. Charge you so much some more service like that. Then what about those who volunteer without any remuneration or money? So the mind is naturally having that tendency because of delusion and selfishness. So when you have sensitivity born of wisdom and the Dhamma, when you are mindful and heedful, you feel for others, you don't feel for yourself anymore. Then you start to have more understanding. Then you start to help each other. People who need help, you should help. On our spiritual trip, very good. Last time I remember our Thailand trip, spiritual trip, Mrs. Ho was there. She like very blessed. So many Kayamita take care of her. I saw her Chiang Mai there, shopping, walking around with so much joy, with all those sisters. Then while on the bus also, she was so much joy. Then she even buy me coffee. I rejoice. That's why for her at her age, she can have so much joy when she was on such spiritual trip. So all this are possible because she has faith. Then people likes to help her because she is very kind, very sincere, and very generous in many ways. Then sometimes those Kayamita, actually that Thailand trip I was told, they don't know her one. One of them was from Singapore. And yet, took care of her so well. So these are the parami. Christina. You may have to listen to the recording later on. So don't worry, it's all recorded. So while waiting for Mr. Do you all have any question? Or anybody you want to share anything? Mifong, yes. Use the mic. Yes.
Yeah, Brother Teo, a question. I'm not sure whether I should ask her or
no problem.
Brother Teo. I'm looking at how much money we should bring, because I think meals are pretty much all
provided all covered.
And so it's just a little bit of pocket money or maybe for donation as well, right?
Correct. Actually, donation also taken care of. The $100 you donate. Unless you want to bring extra renminbi to buy your things that you want to buy, or there will be a little bit of time for buying things. I don't know about shopping. We have to ask Mr. That one. I really cannot tell you because I'm not quite clear about how he scheduled the last day. I saw the word free and easy. What is free and easy? We have to ask him. I read to you. Free at own leisure on the last day. But he put there at Chen Huang Miao. Chen Huang Miao 不是 shopping 啊。Mr. Er, 来, 拿那个 mic, 那个 mic, mic, pass to Mr. Er. 他, you speak Mandarin, no problem. You try, 你拿去, push it up, okay.
Hello. Okay. 其实城隍庙不是一个 shopping mall 的来的，就是一个很古老的建筑，里面很多东西吃的。那吃的方面里面呢，不是说我们一般上可以吃，因为它很多那种小吃啊，只有最出名是上海小笼包，你要吃就排队，那就是一个好像去观光、sightseeing spot 这样子罢了。那里面人很多，请不了小心一下，对，您就是里面很多人会走来走去，那自己小心包包。 连城隍庙不是购物中心，其实我们这一团里面是没有买东西的。 It's not shopping.
Yeah,
this is not shopping.
Shopping
group. This one is not shopping group.
Yeah.
Because we are going to for play with it and just going to Putuoshan.
Yeah, mainly.
Main is Putuoshan.
Yeah.
Then second is Wuxi. Wuxi Lingshan Dafo is very nice place.
Yeah.
Then can see inside got one the Jesus very nice. That one movie, the live movie very nice for everybody. This is 菩提树.
Yeah,
菩提
tree.
This is how I try to arrange to go into there.
Yeah.
So I spend a lot of time in the Wuxi also.
Mm.
Then Wuxi, about half, more than half day in Wuxi.
Oh, very good.
So, 因为我们会看一个 like the live show 这样子，同时啊。
Live show, inclusive of a live show.
The one time is a fixed time, about four something.
Mm.
They do one day two time only. One is the morning and one is the evening.
That's why our timing.
Afternoon.
Our timing.
That's why timing is very important for everybody. Don't go. Have to be punctual. Simply go this way. Then we lost control. Then we lost everything. So the timing very important for us.
Good.
Then okay. For the meeting place in the first day in the airport. Six o'clock. I think it's better because with a very big group in the airport, 6 o'clock meet everybody.
Okay.
But nobody check in, it's Malaysian Airlines is a K counter.
K.
Normally group is a K counter, normally. I hope it no change because Malaysian Airlines change so much, everything could be
bullet
one.
So morning 6 a.m. reach airport.
6 a.m.
Reach airport.
Yeah, reach airport, then they'll meet in the K counter. If there's something changes, we can go in the other place, no problem.
Reach airport.
Yeah, report the group here. Who's
KIA1?
Yes, it's not KIA2. This is the main.
KIA1.
The one is the no budget flight, please.
KIA1.
No budget flight, Malaysia Airlines.
This is
the main
airport.
This is the main airport.
Yeah.
If you go in the airport looking for the group leader, then call any emergency contact, can call me. See which place.
Yeah. So counter K.
My number is the.
Counter K.
Counter K. It's for group checking Malaysia Airline 1.
Yeah.
Then my phone number can run out also.
Mass.
Malaysia Airline. My contact number.
We are going by Mass, not AA. Mass. So Mr. Earth's phone number. Mr. Earth's phone number.
012-2976-2976-596.
596.
Yes, this is anything you can call out to me.
If you got problem calling this number, you can call any Kayan Mata also. Then they can help you. We better move out early so that you go to the wrong airport, you still got time to come over.
Yeah.
You don't last minute. Then last minute you reach there, you say, how come I cannot find anybody? Oh, wrong airport.
Okay, the temperature is very good, nice weather.
Very nice weather, good.
Nice weather is like that. Afternoon is about 24 to 30. Then at night time, it's about less than 24, the weather. Especially in the Putosan. Putosan is quite less also, just be one man compared to outside.
Yeah.
It's a bit less than that.
Hmm.
Because it's quite cold.
No, not so cold.
Because on the September is quite cold, so the weather. Yeah, don't bring a lot the some more long zone items.
No,
just simply this. It's just wait like that.
Windbreaker and
yes,
windbreaker and
then for the meditation, you may just bring your own one.
Yeah,
medicine.
That one no problem. Meditation attire they got.
What Mr. Ermin is, we need to bring our own foldable cushion or a mat to sit because Fai Yu Shi will be outside.
Outdoor.
Sitting.
Okay.
It's an outdoor sitting.
We still don't know can get any places for herb or the medicine over there. But the outside should be okay. Inside, we don't need. I think today, until today, I haven't know yet can play in or out. We try our best to arrange indoor. We try our best to be indoor. If can't, we have to stay outside.
No problem.
Not a problem, right?
No problem.
But it's not raining at the time, don't worry.
It is not compulsory, but if you can, better either white pen or loose pen, then you have white t-shirt, just a white t-shirt. No need to be all white or what, like plain color. No need to wear those like flowery t-shirt and all those things. So something comfortable, then something more relaxed type. So we are not rigid in that, but if most of us can have the white top, it'll be very good. So that at least when we are there, people don't know our group, so they also not familiar with the way we meditate. So we try to avoid unnecessary misconception. Then after they say, "Wow, this white group of meditators is all sorts of color on the dressing and all things." But you don't worry, because we are only there for one day, which is, no, 3 days, but meditation only one day. That one is Fa Yi Si. Fa Yi Si, or Puto Si. Either of this temple. So we leave it. Susan, yes. Yes. Don't worry. This one won't. This one won't. No, this one won't. We are Falun Gong is different one. They got propaganda one. We don't have one. We self retreat. We self retreat. Don't worry. They got a lot of propaganda and all the things. We got nothing to advertise. So it's okay. We don't have to worry about that. They are more concerned than us. But nothing to worry. Then any more? Check in luggage is how many kg? 20.
30.
Oh, mass 30. So more than enough.
If you go to Putosan, you can prepare one small luggage.
To carry over.
We got to stay inside about 3 or 4 days, 3 nights.
Yeah.
Then the big luggage can put in the bus. The small luggage easy for you to carry.
Even if the ferry
is very nearby. 5 minutes can reach the Putosan.
So fast,
Very fast. Just go inside, just leave the estimator.
Oh, now it's ferry. No more that small boat.
Then
we don't have to worry about the weather. Last time is the small boat. Okay, yeah. Thank you for the clarification. So for those who don't know Mandarin, Alicia was asking the last day, can she go on her own? Because she has been to that Chen Huang Miao more than two times already. So for me also, I have been to that place two times already, but no problem. But every time is a new thing. Because even though Shanghai is like that, it may not change the building, but every time you go there, that moment is different. So don't worry about all this, because the memory has this trick to play. The memory always say, "Aiyo, I've been there already. Why I still want to go there?" But when you go there on a spiritual trip, you will understand it differently. Even everything you do before, when you have that ability to be aware, every moment, every instant, every experience is different. It's different. Even recently, Joyce. That one, for those who don't know Mandarin, if you have heavy luggage, you can split into a smaller luggage so that at Putosan you don't have to carry that big fellow around. Where do they keep the luggage?
The bus.
Oh, in the bus. Oh, follow us to Putosan. Oh, they are very good. Yeah, very good. Yeah. Okay. Good. Yeah. 52-seater. Program. Where's the mic? Bring the mic for Mr. Maybe Mr. can brief them a bit. Can I translate?
Okay, first why we in our Shanghai, we to Shanghai. Shanghai 的酒店有点改，我们会改到喇嘛达去。
喇嘛达，
对，我们改喇嘛达去。
喇嘛达，
我是刚刚他们说到说改喇嘛达去。
喇嘛达 Hotel，five star，
就是我们 all the world， 就是 until the end 都是 five star hotel， because this one is the。
You don't worry about the hotel.
About
the hotel, Mr. Earl will take care. Food also, you don't worry.
That is okay. How many per?
How many of you are on vegetarian? You have to let us know.
1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. For 7 days? For 7 days. 1, 2, 3, 4. 5.
Can they sit in the same table?
7.
Like that, one table.
And then one more. 8. Only one table for yours.
Good.
True, right? Okay, eight.
Okay,
every one table for yours.
Good. One table vegetarian.
7 days, Yes. The vision is the old idea. No, in this one is 在那个平常的餐厅煮菜给你们吃过的，就是没有猪肉的，没有鸡肉，就是全部这样，就是这样子。 他是说为你们特别煮出来，
then you want to be vegetarian.
没有菜，没有就是没有猪肉，没有鸡肉这些东西的全部菜。
So include her. So nine.
Nine packs. Okay, 我知道. Arrange. Can I take?
Maybe they can sit on the same table.
四个人.
No, just adjust them and put them on the same table.
Are
they?
Are you?
Shift to one of the group. Shift. Yeah. Never mind. Just re.
Eating
is flexible. They can go and but the rooming all no change. The rooming all no change. Only eating they go and sit there. Then they change some of them.
Okay,
you continue.
是可能是在第六天的那一天，six 那个天，因为我们是吃那个金钱豹，金钱豹是可以说是一个六星级的自助餐，里面有没有很多菜我就不清楚，因为它是自助餐，因为那个算是很丰富的，里面有400多样的菜。
So for those who don't know Mandarin, I translate. On the sixth day, I told you just now the six-star buffet hotel.
It's not a hotel.
But it's a buffet dinner. You can spend about 2 hours there. But this one, according to Mr. How much veggie for the vegetarian one, he not sure. So you all have to maybe see how it goes. I believe there are still quite a lot of non-meat and vegetable type of salad and all those things. So we see how it goes. That is the only concern he has. Otherwise, you have to make do with the bread and all those things. They must have that one. No, raw bian chai, no need. They will have some form of salad and all those things. Except that you may have to, maybe, worst case scenario, take bread, warm bread.
Japanese. 对，那我们第一天到，我们讲回第一天，我们到时候已经上了东方明珠塔，就是那个上海 Towers。上海塔我们上到了第二球，就是可以 view 整个后上海的那个的景象。
We will be going up to the Shanghai Tower first day, so that you can have a panoramic view of whole of Shanghai.
对。
So that one will be something new.
那个什么叫 EI 时空秀，是一个表演的那个，就是一点杂技表演的 EI show。就是最精彩的话是在中后面 the end 的时候，他一粒球里面，一粒球里面他的记录是5步5辆的摩托车在里面 crossing， 就是 cross 来 cross 去，就是看他跌倒的时候他就完蛋了。
Is it at night？
啊 ，at night time， 对。
There's a show，
就是最精彩的 the end show， 对。
So according to Mr. This show got a very special ending， which is very。精彩啊！
刺激 challenging 的，你看他们在那个球里面，就是5步那摩托 crossing over there， one and out and down， and then five motorbike crossing inside， then about 20 minutes inside， one the falling down， the people go and die already， 真的，it's really dangerous。所以我看他们说你会听，看的时候你会跳。So OK， 那 second day 我们就去了普陀山，我们去了普陀山就不住在里面了。对，我们早上就是呀。It's downstairs. We pass by the Shanghai Care Tower, not Care, Shanghai Tower going down. We pass by the old museum, the Shanghai one. We pass by the downstairs there and then going up. No. After dinner show. I think it's the show, dinner show. Dinner after going show.
After dinner.
No, dinner after dinner going show, not after dinner.
Oh.
Dinner after going show. No, different place. Dinner after going show.
Yeah lah, after dinner only go for show lah. After dinner only go for show.
After dinner go for show is correct. After dinner
only you go for show.
Yeah, the mistake.
Never.
Yeah, after dinner go and show. 上海滩有经过，在外面都有上海滩，都会在那边，因为我们会给你看着上海的东西，对，外滩，嗯，不清楚，对。如果是说你没有 shopping
的话，肯定，can，啊，I know，I know。 The whole of the guy is English, English educated guy.
Myself is a Chinese educated.
It's only Mr. Er say, because his English is no good.
English no problem,
English
no good.
We don't want him to make mistake when translate. So he speak Mandarin, I will try to translate.
This is English, this is speaking, the English speaking group, don't worry.
The guy will all be English.
Yeah, the guy will all be English.
Like our Jiu Zai Go one, they are very good.
It's one hour to the 1.5
1.5 hours.
Now 1 hour, roughly, but in between the rest about 15 minutes.
Oh.
Yeah, the show.
Intermission.
It's very nice show. Everybody go and see. Nice shows. That means the second day we go into Phu Tho San depends our time. We看了才check in hotel.
Yeah.
Because the sunrise is very big, we can go in back and come out again.
Okay.
We think what time, 就是这样子. Now second day 就是里边我们的时间, 礼拜二的second day depend our group.
Yeah.
What time we going out from hotel depend our group, don't worry. Now you want the 8 o'clock, okay, no problem.
No, no.
8 o'clock?
Give us the time. 8 o'clock, you can fix at 8 o'clock.
You can fix.
Because it's a ferry, they are more confident now.
We have the big no problem, we can fix.
The ferry, they can take more. Last time, the small boat, you have to split into many of these boats.
But this one is from Shanghai to Busan, is far away. We take more than 3 hours. More than 3 hours.
Yeah, we have bus.
Because we're going to Busan, it's very far away. Yeah. It's not Hangzhou there. For the day for Hangzhou, I go in there also take about two plus.
Do we stop at Ningpo? Ningpo.
He means
on the way.
We have to take no 3 hours bus to the ferry, to the place we take ferry.
What is the town's name, that ferry terminal? Phu Tho San itself. Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. So we'll go to Phu Tho town. Then from there
so
we
from
cross over.
From our hotel to Phu Tho town is 3 hours plus.
Yeah. I know. That bridge, that famous bridge. So that morning we try to leave early. We try to leave latest by 8. So that we can reach Phu Tho San, Phu Tho town. By 11 something.
No, better is shoe. I'm not going to sleep first. So, there's a walk like the. He's not so walking. Not so much.
Very small. It's not high. The altitude is not high. Because the bus, most of the place the bus can reach.
Toilet, no toilet, bus no toilet at all. Don't worry, Shanghai, the toilet is very clean.
A lot of toilet stop.
Yes. Sometimes bring your toothbrush, I think you bring your own better. Some did not provide already. Some not provide. Yes, how about they have? Yes.
They are 5-star hotel.
Some did not have, not provide. So you have to bring your own better. Yes, you bring our own PowerPoint. Because the one adapter, multi adapters, they are made our own. Sometimes we cannot use.
This is 3-pin or two pin. Two pin. No, like Thailand one, I think. Two pin one. Yeah. No different one. No different one. No, he said 230 volt, 230 volt or 110. No different one. No, you can just charge it. Even 110 or 230 volt also no different. Continue.
The hotel name is Budosan also. Actually, it changed the Xiangshen, but Xiangshen is not, it's quite occupied. This one, okay, no problem. So, in the Budosan, they got two hotels, very nice. One is the Xiangshen, one is the Budosan. Like, which this time we're staying in the Budosan. We confirm already this hotel is a Budosan. Maybe one whole day we stay there in the Budosan, the second and third and the fourth also. Then the fourth day we try to arrange going to meditation the whole day in Faiyisi or Putosan. We haven't yet know which the place we're going on. But we can't think it's Putosan, Faiyisi is bigger.
Faiyisi
the place outside is very big. 就是早上应该是很好. The morning is quite good in Faiyisi. The whole group 里面就是说如果我们要什么 你需要去他有什么
donation 啊,
donation,
啊, that one no problem,
whole group 去pay,
that one we will have a common pool fund to make offering and donation. That one not a problem. Then bring your chanting book, please. the tapeto and sing sing. Well, later on we will chant there. Okay. Yes. Then the normal one, the thin one. The one that we print on, we print and always chant on. The colorful one that we print on our own. Oh, they all don't have, you can take from here. I got extra.
Not very far. Because Busan is very small, the town, the mountain is very small. Then we're on the day number 5.
Day 5?
Day 5, we're going to Wuxi, but we stay in Suzhou.
So every morning we leave at 8 o'clock?
Yes, 8 o'clock.
What is this last musical epic?
This is the chanting book. Jennifer, your friend. Jennifer, give it to your friend. How many of you? No, how many of your friends don't have? No, your friend don't have, you give it to them.
Depart the Wuxi, Ningshan, Night Regan, Vitical Place, and another place. It's the bigger place, the Ningshan Da Bo. You may have two pen.
The Ningshan Da Bo is a very famous temple.
It's a far away. Ningshan Da Bo. Ningshan Da Bo, you go in there, you can see a far away.
Yeah, far away is like a very tall Buddha walking on the mountain.
Yeah.
So what you say is that the Vatican tells us where the big Buddha is, and that's where we are seeing the show.
Show is a show, then the show.
Bohi Tree one.
Same place.
That place is very big.
Yeah. Catch a show, afternoon show, of course, we catch there. No worry. Morning, we depart from the Putosan, then we can catch the afternoon one, the 4:15 one. Show is the bow. We go in crane inside. No, one the outside show is called the Tongzi. Then Jiu Long Guan Yi. Jiu Long Guan Yi is the.
啊,這樣它是一個年,九龍觀音是在這樣,因為在那個池外面,有九條龍。 它的水就往上噴了,就是叫九龍觀音,觀音是在它沖水。如果時間到你看不到的話,我們就沒有。所以這個就很震撼,因為時間到我們要看。沒有。所以這個就很震撼,因為時間到我們要看。沒有。所以這個就很震撼,因為時間到我們要看。沒有。所以這個就很震撼,因為時間到我們要看。沒有。所以這個就很震撼,因為時間到我們要看。沒有。所以這個就很震撼,因為時間到我們要看。沒有。所以這個就很震撼,因為時間到我們要看。沒有。所以這個就很震撼,因為時間到我們要看。沒有。所以這個就很震撼,因為時間到我們要看。沒有。所以這個就很震撼,因為時間到我們要看。沒有。所以這個就很震撼,因為時間到我們要看。沒有。所以這個就很震撼,因為時間到我們要看。沒有。所以這個就很震撼,因為時間到我們要看。沒有。所以這個就很震撼,因為時間到我們要看。沒 think the timing is very important because it's only during that 15 minutes or what? 4点多是吗? About 4:15 the show starts, so we have to be there punctual. Then it starts off with the lotus from the center, right? Opening up. Then after that, there is a tongzi, I think like a meditating, not samanera, I think. A virgin one, no, the boy, virgin boy. it's like a, like the Buddha when he was born, as a, what they call bodhisattva, young. Then they say got like nine dragon, the water fountain shooting up, very beautiful. Then bathing the Buddha, that bodhisattva. Mm. And that one, the show, every time they open and close and show you, it cost them about 10,000 renminbi. But their collection from their gate entry is more than enough to cover. So they specially designed for you to see. So it's quite unique. But more important is that way place there. The energy is very strong, I remember. There's a stupa up there. That time when I was there, they just completed it. But I was told they built another one, bigger one. So when you are there, you will know. Then there is this hand, finger, I think, two. Very big one. Taller than you. Yeah. Never mind, later on. You go there, you will know. There's a flight of steps, I remember. You have to walk up. After I go up and bring the thing down. Hong ah. I leave the thing here. There, I'm going to photo. Link Santa for. Yeah, yeah. I will show you after that. You go on, continue. Number six. Already explained the buffet. It's part of the way place, I think. The finger, the big finger one. There's a flight of step at the back. So this is from outside, but inside is very big, very big. you can walk up all the way. Yeah. But now should be a lot more beautiful. Yeah, this was 1999. This was 16 years ago. Yeah. This one is before they develop it. And for China, 16 years is a long time. Even 1 year is already a lot of changes. But this was my family trip. This was not the spiritual trip. My spiritual trip was 2005. But I don't have the photo. It's all in the computer. Okay, yeah.
Bohi
tree.
Bohi
tree. Jixiang, what is the meaning? Auspicious. Auspicious. So that one also another very meaningful show. You go in, I think there is a lot of Buddhist type of teaching. So there are many things that you will get to see. Then after that, they have this ending. You see the special Bohi tree come out. Then it will really touch your heart, Gan Ying. Then you will have a lot of joy, faith, and all those things. Oh, yeah? Start to rain already. Yeah. Then after that, after that, his meaning is auspicious, Jixiang. Very auspicious. Then those who have affinity with Kuan Yin and Putosan, you will have a lot of things happening among you all. Many of you will be touched. I don't know who are you, how many of you, I don't know, but on that day, many of you. Just like at our Jiuzhaiguo, our brother Song that time, and many. Okay, yeah. Yeah, Suzhou is quite nice. Han San Si, very special place. I explained to them already just now. The bell. Han San Si the. Yeah, Yibo Shi. Shanghai.
So when we take the bullet train.
It's going to.
Putong Airport.
Putong Airport.
Yeah,
included.
Included. Yeah. How long? That train, how long? 30 minutes. 13 or 30? 30 minutes. Oh, that is quite a ride. Half an hour of train ride. So at least you get to experience the high speed. Yeah, high speed train. Yeah. So we will reach the airport faster also. And you get to experience the high-speed train because I told Pamatsuri to include that. You go Shanghai and tell people you haven't sit on the high-speed train. They say, oh, you wasted your trip to Shanghai. Because they are now very famous for high-speed train. They have a lot of high-speed train line there. I know, magnetic one. That one is a very, very fast one, magnetic level. In Japan, they call it Shinkansen. The Shinkansen. That one levitation one. Oh, that one magnetic for. This one is very fast. Only. Oh, very safe. Because it's magnetic levitation now. Very precise one. Oh, should be far. Because it's 400 kilometers an hour. Half an hour, 400, so 200 kilometers. 200 kilometers. But if we travel 400, half an hour, 200 kilometers. 30 minutes can reach. No. You won't feel anything on because when you sit inside, you don't feel anything.
They want after that, we will fly in the afternoon, but after lunch, we're going to the airport already. They're staying in the train station.
Yeah, we have some time at the airport, I think. We need to be early at the airport, just in case.
But bus, we're waiting for the bus, because bus carry our luggage.
Yeah, yeah. We still need to wait. We still need to wait for the bus.
Yes.
But the bus can leave before us. The bus can leave before us. Yeah.
The bus will be heading for the
train
station early
in
that.
And
Pudong to Wuxi.
Yeah.
Pudong to Wuxi is
more than 3 hours. Yeah. But actually, you don't worry. You know, when you travel around Shanghai, Jiangnan, along the way, the scenery is very beautiful. Scenery is very beautiful. Then you can get to try Wuxi Paiku. The Wuxi Paiku is very nice. Hey, you may have Wuxi Paiku. You are? My son liked that thing. Then the last time we also went to Zhou Zhuang, the Chikyo. Zhou Zhuang. Those one or two days towards the end is more like tour, because tour in the sense that you visit certain temple only. It's like the normal tourists go to this temple, except we visit them with understanding. But Putosan is more like a spiritual trip, where we go there because Kuan Yin, the way place, and those who have affinity, you will feel it, because your nature will connect. Gan Ying, Xiang Ying. Then a lot of things will happen. Some of you may just cry, the tears will just come out, that inside will start to move. Then you will know what will happen after that. You come back, you will be very different, because the energy there is very, very different. The last time I went there, I remember, there is one Kuan Yin, the Chick Kuan Yin. The energy is very, very still inside. So when we were inside there, we sat there for half an hour. We cut short other itinerary, we say we sit here. Then we meditate there, I remember. So that place is very unique. It's actually on the inner part. It's situated at the same location as Pukenchi Kuan Yin. The show got show that how Japan wanted to take that Rupang, Kuan Yin Rupang, back to Japan, because they were given instruction by the queen or don't know what, or the daughter or the emperor. But somehow the monk that came from Japan knew it's meant to be, because Kuan Yin Bodhisattva, the nature, doesn't want to leave the Putosan. So he left that thing back there. Then that must be the Jake Kuan Yin that they burn and actually they built it. Because they were burning a lot of things and they were trying to make the image, until, according to that show, until they saw that baby girl in the lotus pond. Then after that, they put in the thing. All of a sudden, that Kuan Yin image, like glow. Then the person who is in charge say, "We already succeeded." Because before that, he said, "Not enough." He said, "Still not time yet." So they were worried. Then all of a sudden, when that girl that grew up, finally, they came to know she was actually a manifestation of Kuan Yin's form and mind in that life. So there was a story, you go to the internet, you click on it, you can see. Then you can actually understand better. I saw that show on the video 3 times. It was very touching. I also... You put there Putosan, Pukenchi Kuan Yin, I think, something like that. Yeah. If we are there, we will sit there for a while. 2 or 3 days back, I think. Thursday. Very good. Then we can collect. Yeah. Ah, need pass cable. Then. Oh, then for Thursday class, na chi you all can collect. 早上, na chi wo office. Ni fang yi ge zi dai, fang yi ge zi dai. Fang yi ge zi dai, okay. Eh, ni you lai guo wo office mei? Oh, si ho, wo men tan guo, dui, yun zhan, dui. Okay. 那个 next to 几大食, Okay. Any more question? Otherwise, we can actually... Renminbi, yes. Renminbi,
Renminbi, no US.
Renminbi, But you don't need much money to spend, unless you want to buy things, Because all in already, everything covered, Correct. Yo. Yeah. 现在 the conversion is how much? 1.6. Last time is 2.1.
1,000 yen is
640 ringgit.
20.
20 lah, 620. Yeah. Because of ringgit. Yeah, because ringgit depreciate. Yeah, USD. 4. This particular trip.
Yeah.
But don't worry, the money will come back, Mister. No lah, there you can buy lah. You want $2, $3, it's very cheap. ¥5 lah. It's very cheap. You don't worry about that. No need. Yeah. They got the temporary raincoat, the plastic on. They will come and sell it to you. They will come and sell it to you. You don't worry.
Ending is about ending day one 9:30.
Wow, so late.
Yes, about 8 o'clock start.
How far is this place from the hotel?
The Ramada haven't stay there, but in the Putong side Roy, it's okay. But 30 minutes can reach already.
What about 如果我们不要看, straight away go back hotel, you can save the show. He purposely include, he feel that it is something that you will enjoy. If you go to Shanghai, you must see. Thank you, Sadhu. So the next morning, no need so early la. 8 o'clock, leave at 8 la.
You want to leave at 8 o'clock, 6
6:30 can lah. 6:30 lah. 6 o'clock morning call, then your breakfast 7 o'clock. 6:30 lah, 6:30. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Okay lah, morning call 6 o'clock, then you get ready. Yeah, yeah, not like here. Yeah, their coffee is really very simple and very chow, very light. Sure got lah. That one they sure got. Mineral water on the bus lah. Mineral water. Yeah. Yeah. That one will be provided for. Yeah. Okay. Any more question? How much? How much?
没有概念呢，就是去买，不很贵啦。不会贵啦，不会贵。
Won't be expensive.
就是你shopping
Those who got to fill up your passport, you better go and fill up. 有什么要他们 fill up 的吗？有什么错？ 差不多完了, okay, good. Okay. Okay, any more question? If no more, then we end, Because it's already 6:10, So we will have a simple closing puja, So we will recall to mind all of the wholesomeness and whatever sharing that we had, and at the same time, the briefing that has given you some understanding and faith on this spiritual trip. We shall now invoke the power of merit so that all this wholesomeness can be shared with all beings who can receive them. We will just chant the Pali today, sharing our merits with the devas. Akasata cha bhumata devanaga mahindika punyang tang anamoditva chirang rakantu lokasasana. We will repeat two more times. Akasata cha bhumata devanaga mahindika punyang tang anamoditva chirang rakantu lokasasana. Akasatta cha bhumata devanaga mahindika punyang tang anamoditva chirang rakantu lokasasana. Tawata chamehi sampadan punya sampadan sabbe deva anamodantu sabba sampati siddhiya idang minya tinang hotu sukhita hontu nyatayo idang minya tinang hotu sukhita hontu nyatayo idang me nyati nang hotu sukhita hontu nyatayo ibina punyang kamena mame bala samagamo satang samagamo hotu yawa nivana patiya sadu sadhu, sadhu. Okay, let us pay respect mindfully to Lord Buddha, Kuan Yin Bodhisattva, and all the great beings, worthy ones. Bedang Pujim. Damang Pujim. Sanghang Pujim. Okay, thank you so much for coming. So, with all the briefing, let's hope all of us can greatly benefit from this coming spiritual trip. There is something for you all. You all can have some cake and drinks. I think some Kayamita has brought them. Anyway, it's still raining, You can have your tidbits.
Thank you.